it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And we want to thank Tiny Tim for the opening once again. Dwayne, huh? Good morning.
Ed Maynard.
Maynard always sings along with that song.
That's good.
I can't get up that high.
I can't sing, so.
There you go. How's it going over in Dawson today?
We have Riverfest over in Dawson, so there's a lot of activities started last night and going through the weekend. So come and take in some of the festivities. There's a lot going on at the swimming pool park, Gnome Park, so there's handouts, so there's always something going on. There's good food. There's a lot of ball games. So it's fun.
Yep, you gotta love Riverfest. They do a good job of putting that together over there, the Chamber of Commerce and businesses and everything. So yep. good time.
And in honor of Riverfest, Heather Nursery, Heather Greenhouse is giving away gnome flowers.
Oh, what's a gnome flower?
Gnome flowers at the beginning of the season, but we got them growing. And come on in, look over our greenhouses, because we have a half-price sale on all our annuals and garden seeds. So good sale, and get a free gnome plant, gnome flower.
Is that the original name for the flower, or is that,
yeah,
you just make that up? Okay.
No. It's called the gnome flower. We have tags. It's called the gnome flower. So what it does is that the little flower looks like a hat of the gnome. It's a triangular-shaped flower. So called the gnome flower.
Oh, okay. Good. So that's our plant of the week then, Dwayne.
That's our plant of the week is the gnome flower. Stop on in, look at them, they're cool, and we'll give you one.
All right, before we get to the horticulture concern of the week, going to open up our phone lines for any lawn or garden question with Dwayne. Feel free to give us a call here at 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301. If you have a concern with about your lawn or your garden, you can email it over at KLQPFM@farmerstel.net. Dwayne, what's our horticultural concern of the week?
How do I keep my plants growing?
Yeah, that'd be my question.
Yeah, you have a lot of annuals or your garden, or it seems to be another challenging year. One of the main questions this week is, how often do I water? Do I water too much? And it seems like people are watering a lot. You can kill your plants with kindness. So,
what do you mean by that?
Well, somebody was in here sitting on my little bench over here, which I talked to him about, and says, I water my tree every day. Well, if you water your tree every day, it doesn't have to grow any roots to find the water. So I would say, if it's 100 degrees out, you probably need to water a newly planted tree twice a week, okay? But every day, it doesn't have to do any work to set any roots. So you want it to go under a little stress. You don't want it that the leaves are wilting. And if you plant a new tree, water their leaves too, because it'll hydrate those leaves. So a couple times a week is enough. In your garden, there are certain plants that don't like water. Potatoes don't like water. They'll rot in the ground. So tomatoes, if you water them too much, if you water them a lot and let them dry out, that's why your tomatoes crack.
Hmm.
Okay?
So too much water.
Keep them evenly moist. And I know one of the questions here is, what is mulch? We'll talk about that, but mulching your tomatoes with straw or some of your plants with straw keeps them evenly moist, so you don't have to water as much. That's what mulch is usually for, is to hold in the moisture.
Okay. Yeah, as long as we're on the tree thing, you said don't need to water young trees every day, but my wife and I kind of disagree. Are we not argue about that, but she thinks I'm watering the trees too much, and when you planted them two young trees in my backyard, Duane. You use some kind of bark nuggets around the base. So why bark nuggets?
Okay, back to the first question. How often do you water, Paul?
Well, you just told me not to. Yep, I do every day. My wife says, don't do that.
Your wife is right.
She's always right.
I know. I'll make her happy.
All right.
if we'll compromise here. We always got to do that. If it's warm out, water the leaves. You don't need to water the roots every day, okay? But you can water the leaves. That'll keep those leaves hydrated. It won't take so much water to suck out of the ground. Okay. There was a question that I read is, what's the difference between compost and mulch?
Yep, that's one of our questions.
Okay, compost is a decomposed, usually wood material that is harvested and usually get in bags, or in your backyard you pile up your leaves and scraps and let that decompose. And you turn that, and so it breaks down the biology, the bacteria breaks that down. And that's a good thing to add into your soil to loosen your soil up, and it's a great place for the biology in the soil to live. So that's something that amends the soil, okay? That's compost. I always, always mix that in when I'm planting. Planting flowers or planting trees or shrubs, perennials, mix compost in there. Okay, the other thing that we put around your tree is mulch, okay? Mulch is like a decorative type thing. Mulch could be rock or wood, or sometimes they grind up plastic and put around. The mulch around your tree is a wood product, okay? It's ground up cypress. And what that does is keeps the weeds away from your trees, plus holds the moisture in, so you don't have to water it as much.
Okay. Yeah.
Decorative too. I mean, it's,
yep.
Keep the weeds away, hold the moisture in. I always use a wood product when I'm planting. Planted some trees this morning, dug a hole, two, three inches wider than the pot, a little deeper than the pot. We put some fertilizer, compost into the hole, mixed with the dirt. I put Earth Elements fertilizer. I put two handfuls of Earth Elements fertilizer on the bottom of the hole. We mixed compost, fertilizer, and the black dirt that came out of the hole, and put that back in the hole around the tree. And then we get a garden hose and stick the garden hose down in the ground, and gets the water, or gets the air pockets out of there, and sucks that dirt down around the tree.
Okay.
So.
Wow. All right, good information there, Duane.
Well, thank you.
All right, hey, we got the questions rolling in here.
Better keep going.
All right, this one says, how can I tell if my soil is well drained? And is well drained soil important to plant health?
Very, very, very important to plant health.
How can you tell if your soil is well-drained? What does that mean? I don't understand.
Well-drained soil means if you water something, water the plants or water the ground, that it doesn't puddle, okay? So Lacopara gumbo is not prime land. It holds its water better, okay? Sand would be very porous. Okay, the water will run right through. You want to have a sandy loam soil is the best for plants, which holds some water, lets the water go, but it doesn't let the water pool down. Like if you water too much and it doesn't leach away or doesn't go away from the tree, it'll rot the roots, and then it can't take up oxygen and you can hurt the tree. That's where I say you can kill your tree with kindness. If you do overwater it and the water sits around the tree, you can rot the roots.
Oh, okay.
So you want a well-drained soil.
Right.
It's good to a point. Yep. You don't want to plant it in sand, because then you don't get any water-holding capacity.
Right.
That's why you mix the compost in there, because that'll help break up the soil structure.
Okay. Well, I appreciate our people calling in here. We got some questions here from our listeners. This one, Chris handed me. Young silver maple was damaged by herbicide drift from near farm field. Do I trim off the branches damaged? Will it come back?
It depends on how much it was damaged. I would say it would come back. If you have some branches that aren't necessary, you know, like lower branches or something, you can cut those off. What I would do, if you do have herbicide damage, and I've seen a lot of that this year, you know, from farmer spraying or lawn spraying type things, if you, as soon as you see it, water your tree down, water the leaves down, wash that chemical off the leaves, okay? And that'll help. And if you want to, even if it's around in the ground, you can neutralize it by adding a product called Humate. That'll help neutralize. A tree has a secondary bud. That means it has a two buds. And if the first leaves are hurt, a second leaf, especially at this time of the year, will form on that tree. So be patient. Don't cut it down yet.
Okay. All right. See if it comes back.
Yep.
All right, another question from one of our listeners. What are some pollinator plants that I should be planting in our area?
What are they trying to pollinate?
I don't know. Just wrote down the question.
bees? Usually what you're trying to do is attract bees and butterflies to pollinate the flowers. If you're really interested, go over to the Grand Park in Madison. And we planted a lot of pollinator prairie plants, okay? Yeah, they're labeled over there. You can see them all different. That's a really cool place to go for pollinator plants. And just off the top of my head, some cool ones is the butterfly plant, which you'll attract a lot of butterflies. If you're even to the point of attracting birds, coreopsis or tick seed is a great one. Milkweed to attract the monarchs. The list goes on and on and on. And last year with that pollinator garden in Madison, I bought a lot of pollinator plants. So if you're looking at some, we have a lot at our Dawson store as pollinator plants. So come over and check us out.
Okay.
I can show you pictures or give you a list or show you the plants.
It's so important too, isn't it?
Well, it's good. I mean, we need the pollinator. We need bees. We need, you know what the number, I told you this before, so you should know this answer. What's the number one pollinator as far as being a bug?
Bees.
Nope.
What?
Flies.
Flies?
Yeah.
Really? Flies?
Yeah.
I don't like flies.
Don't kill the flies.
Okay.
They're pollinators.
All right. Hey,
pollinators means they take the pollen from one plant and pollinate another plant, so it can produce a viable seed or a fruit.
Okay. Well, Duane, we only got a couple minutes left here. I want to spend some time talking about Riverfest. We didn't get to all our questions, so we'll pick those questions up next week here on the Garden Show. Duane, Heather has a big sale going on for Riverfest, don't they?
We do have a great sale. Our annual flowers and vegetables are half price, which is a good deal because they look really good right now. Our garden seeds are half price, and we have a few other. I have a whole big list of things, either 20% to 50% off. So check it out. Come and enjoy Riverfest. But quickly, Hort Night is July 27th up at Morris, and put that on your calendar because that's a really fun at the display gardens. You'll see all the different plants.
So that's at all three locations, half price.
Yep.
Celebrating Riverfest, all right.
Celebrating Riverfest, you know.
What do you like about Riverfest, Duane?
What do I like?
Yeah.
I like the 3-on-3 basketball contest.
Okay. I bet you heard that in your younger days.
I like everybody having fun, okay? Yeah. I mean, there's tons of people out there. I mean, there's all kinds of sporting events, all kinds of food. There's vendors. It's just fun seeing people out enjoying the outside again. I think it's awesome.
Yep, and it's always one of the better parades, too, in the area, I think.
It's a lot. Yeah, they have a lot of entries, so that's always cool. So that's Sunday afternoon is the parade, but a lot of things going on. The Gopi Singers are in the park tonight. I think they're in the park.
Yep.
They're singing at 7:30, so I mean, just tons of stuff going on.
All right, got to run, Dwayne.
Well, everybody enjoy their plants and don't forget the water.
All right, thanks a lot, Dwayne.
Bye-bye.
Dwayne Hasted with the Garden Show here on Q92.
This is KLQP, Madison Dawson. News and weather up next, brought to you by your good friends at Heartland Eye Care Center in Dawson, Canby, and in Marshall.